I'd like to offer a compassion practice in the tradition of Tonglen. So probably some of you are familiar with that practice. And following the teaching of Pema Chödrön, so really using her approach in doing this. With my own kind of, I don't want to say everything is exactly as she did because I've adapted some of it. So Tonglen is a practice that derives from about 1,000-year-old teaching of Tibet called Lojong. And it comes from a few simple phrases that receiving and giving rides on the breath. And the way this has developed as a practice is that that we open our hearts and receive the suffering of others as well as ourselves, and breathing it into the heart and opening our hearts to suffering and breathing out from a place, whatever we have to share, which is good, light, healing, supportive, happy, so that will be in some way healing or supportive to the suffering of the person that we are engaging with, to open our hearts to their suffering. Having compassion for others and having compassion for ourselves are very intertwined, and really it's very hard to say, to have compassion for others without having it for ourselves. To use Pema's words, in particular, to care about other people who are fearful, angry, jealous, overpowered by addictions of all kinds, arrogant, proud, miserly, selfish, mean. To have compassion and care for these people means not to run from the pain of finding these things in ourselves. And so in doing this practice, our attitude towards what is painful in life can change. And instead of feeling we need to run from it or hide from it or avoid it or distract ourselves from it, that we can feel that pain as something that will soften our hearts and purify our hearts and allow us to respond in ways that are healing and wise and loving. So the Tonglen practice is a way of connecting with suffering, both ours and that which is all around us. And when we think about taking in, inviting in the suffering of others, so-called others, very often fear and resistance arises. And, you know, just as it does when we come into contact with the suffering that arises within ourselves. But this fear can itself become an occasion for offering this compassion, this practice of receiving, of taking in for ourselves. So we, you know, we can think of somebody that we know who is hurting. And this practice is, it's both particular in that we think of a particular person, and it's also universal in that as we send out light, healing, breath, cooling, soothing breath, we're not only sending it out to that person, but we know that there are many beings who are suffering in similar ways. And so, so one of the ways that I have thought of this practice, and it's developed within me, is that, and I found it helpful to explain it this way, is that, you know, when we think that we're, when if, say if we think of somebody who is sick and in pain, we're not breathing in that sickness and pain into ourselves. So it's not getting kind of stuck somewhere in this system. We're really breathing it into the heart of the Buddha. And so we might imagine or visualize or feel that within this heart, there is a heart which is as big as the sky. And that is the heart of compassion. Or we might envision that there's an ocean, a vast ocean of compassion, and that is, and what we take in is being taken into that sky, into that ocean of compassion. You might think of it, if it's helpful, to imagine it just coming through you, and that sky or ocean is around you, and that it's being welcomed in, and that what comes out through you is coming out wherever you imagine that to be, whether it's in a heart which has a dimension beyond ordinary time and space, or it's something that is beyond you, outside the body. However you imagine it, that healing, the light, the soothing, the joy, whatever you're offering, is also coming from that place. And so, you know, as we breathe in, we think of, maybe we imagine a child who is feeling frightened. Maybe we know some child who is feeling frightened. And as we breathe that in, we breathe that into the sky or ocean of compassion, and then breathe out, offering to that child, and our heart inclines to that child. And then maybe we find ourselves feeling sad or angry, or maybe it's triggering something within ourselves, an experience of our own childhood. And so then we can turn toward that pain that is arising within ourselves and breathe that in to the heart of compassion, the heart of the Buddha. And as we breathe out, we can breathe through our whole being that cooling, light, energy, kindness, compassion, moving through our whole being and extending outward to all beings who also, like us, find it hard to open our hearts to suffering, find that we get triggered when we see somebody in pain and we want to turn away. we find it too difficult to confront or to face. So, maybe what comes up is not necessarily a memory or a thought, but it might be something that we feel in the body, like a contraction in the stomach or in the heart, or tightness in the throat, or heaviness in the body. And so that too can be received, and breathing in that body language, that body speaking of the resistance, the pain, the suffering of being with the pain of the world. So I'll read a little paragraph from Pema. People often say that this practice goes against the grain of how we usually hold ourselves together. Truthfully, this practice does go against the grain of wanting things on our own terms, of wanting it to work out for ourselves no matter what happens to the others. The practice dissolves the armor of self-protection we've tried so hard to create around ourselves. In Buddhist language, one would say that it dissolves the fixation and clinging of ego. And so, as we kind of open to that boundlessness of compassion, the boundlessness of the heart of Buddha, we are opening to emptiness itself, to the deep, profound teaching of Buddhism, which is that there is no solid, separate self. There is no me and you. We are in this evolving field of becoming, of being. And so we're touching into that with this practice. So Tonglen is something that we can do also, not only as a practice, but in daily life. So as we're walking down the street and we see someone who is in difficulty and or suffering, in pain, or a human being or an animal, or it could be, you know, someplace in the city that just is just so much evidence of the suffering and neglect that's there. And we can just in that moment breathe that in and breathe out compassion and care. So we breathe in for all of us and we breathe out for all of us. Use what seems like poison as medicine. Use your personal suffering as the path to compassion for all beings. So this practice, the way Pema teaches it, is that you begin with the sounding of the gong. And in that sounding, there's a moment that the mind stops. It just kind of cuts through the thinking. And that's an opening to the mind of bodhicitta, the mind of awakening. And so I'm just going to sound this gong. And And just touch in whatever way it unfolds. It's not, there's no right way to that openness. So as we begin, we just begin by breathing in a kind of a texture of claustrophobia or denseness or heaviness or heat. So there's a kind of just a texture that we breathe in and breathe through. So just that whole texture which feels stuck, an energy which feels stuck. And then breathing out a texture of relaxation or spaciousness or letting go. And so your eyes could be open or closed. So just a few breaths, taking that in. Imagine using the imagination, visualization to breathe in something that feels heavy, hot, dense, stuck. Breathing it through. And breathing out lightness, calm, openness, relaxation. Find a way of working with this that feels most natural for you. Most accessible. So breathing out this lightness and coolness and openness, not only outside yourself, but breathing it through your whole being. Breathing in, and as you breathe out, just like filling your own being with this coolness and lightness and kindness and ease. Breathe in the stuckness, heaviness, and breathe out and through the ease and coolness. And realize that there's no place for anything to get stuck, that we're not holding it, we're not making ourselves sick with anything. We're actually making ourselves healthy and loving and compassionate by opening the heart to the very kind of situation where we would perhaps tend to close down. It's like watering a seed that's already there, nourishing a seed, that seed of compassion, that seed of kindness, that seed of connection. And now, if you'd like, you can You can do this practice for a particular situation in your life, a particular person. Breathing in the stuckness of it, the heaviness, the density of it, the heat of it. Allowing that to be just received in the sky, great sky of the Buddha's heart, the ocean of compassion. And breathing out to that situation, to your being, if you're part of that, to that person, what you would like to offer as a healing balm. Remembering to come back to any contraction, any way that you feel yourself closing down at any moment. Just come back and breathe in that suffering and breathe through the whole body, mind, compassion, kindness, care. Could happen that you find yourself feeling blocked to offer compassion, or you feel shut down or numb and closed. And so that itself can become then the focus of your breathing in that numbness, the breathing in that shutting down, breathing in the sense of being closed. And breathing through from that space of the heart of the Buddha.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.